You're listening to the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, produced by The Banyan Collective. Find more mind-blowing podcasts at thebanyancollective.com and on iTunes. The Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show. Adventure for your ears.
You haven't lived until you've heard the show Americans are talking about. The show that launches its listeners to the height of humanity. The audio hour that travels the landscape of adventure. The sound that comforts more than the clip of your first bolt. It's the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show!
For Outdoor Adventure summits the airwaves. It is the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show. I'm your host, R. Brandon Long, on belay with you for the next hour. Sitting to my side up on the rooftop here at Alleged is the greatest co-host in all the land, Todd to the Top.
I think the question we need to ask, is it alleged?
Alleged.
Is it alleged?
It's
alleged?
I think
the source, it's alleged.
From the source, it's alleged. Jared, I believe, said, alleged.
It hurts a little because I was confident it's alleged. All right. Alleged.
We are sitting underneath a sliver of the moon that was the cause of all of our problems the other day. All the hysteria.
Problems? Hysteria? It was beautiful.
Did you see it? Did you go out and watch the eclipse?
Yeah, I did it from, that's a perk of working over at the art department at Weber, is that we stole all of the welding helmets.
Oh, no way, you did not.
Oh, yeah. I need to show you a picture of it.
Did it work?
No, they're perfectly designed for that. Yeah, because they're just at that level that's kind of perfect for your eyes. Now, that being said, just like everyone else, even probably with those glasses, because I checked the little cardboard glasses too, is that I still had a little bit of a headache. I still felt like my eyeballs got a little bit of like if you're out in the sun too long,
like an eclipse over.
Yeah, that's what it felt like a little bit. Yeah. But it was fun. It was cool. Did you check it out?
So we went on the rooftop of Gear 30.
Okay. We were up on the rooftop. We were up on the third floor of the Kimball, the art building over there. So
I did not have the glasses. So I tried to do.
Somebody did?
Nobody had glasses.
You shouldn't even be up there. None of you should be looking up.
We borrowed some sunglasses in the shop.
No, that's not the same thing at all.
And I put the phone on selfie mode, right? And looked at it in reverse. And guess where it showed up? In the reflection on my sunglasses in the phone on selfie mode.
That's that picture you took.
That's the picture I took.
I saw that, but I couldn't tell what was going on.
I couldn't see it. It looked like nothing, really, you know? But
that was pretty fascinating.
But the totality areas looked phenomenal. We should have been there.
The key to this event was everybody that went a little bit north.
Yeah,
and that made all the difference, because then for about 2.5 minutes there, you take the glasses off. Yeah. Everything is bathed in that weird light, you know. You got the full eclipse. What's that? The corona? Is that what that's called?
Good.
Yeah. But anyway, it was a trip. I vaguely remember last time that happened.
Yeah.
It was 30-something years ago, I think it was. Ooh. But I remember being in school and going through the experience of it. I was.
Yeah. No, you were like 5.
Yeah. No, I was probably closer to 12-ish.
Yeah.
I can't remember when it happened. It was 30-something years ago, but I do vaguely remember. I don't remember where I lived. I don't know if it was a total or not. But I don't know. People really lost their shit over this eclipse. Like, I mean, they really got into it. Everybody forgot about everything for like a day or part of a day. And then it all went back to shit again. But it was, but for a day, everybody was on the same page.
For a day, we all got to stare at the stars and the moon.
Which you shouldn't have done. I like your trick, looking through your phone at a reflection of the glasses. Then you're fine, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so you might be asking, well, what are we doing at Alleged here on the rooftop? It is the OPR, Ogden Pub Runners Anniversary. I don't know what year. I don't know if
we're going to get to the bottom of that as well.
Not sure, but
like, looking around, these guys don't really need a reason. They just...
look at how fit they are. They really do run and drink at the same time.
They earn those drinks. They earn those drinks, yeah.
So
I'm sure we'll talk about that too.
I ran with them a couple of times and I couldn't keep up, for hell's sake. I mean, they're fast.
No,
so don't let the pub part fool you. Yeah, they can, even though they do allow walkers, and they allow anyone into this group.
But this is a fit group.
So this is the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, episode 281, Ogden Pub Runners. So let's charge, shall we?
He summits with the agility of a mountain goat, flashes routes faster than UPS, is more intimate in the mountains than Jake Gyllenhaal. He's Todd. To the top!
All right, Todders. Well, before we get our first guest from Ogden Pub Runners here, I do have some news, I guess, outdoor adventure news. There was, we'll start with the bad stuff. Did you see that this college student, 20-year-old, died of altitude sickness in the Rockies on like an overnighter hike?
Where was he from the rest of the year? Was he
female? Yeah, good question. Pennsylvania college student, died last weekend from altitude sickness during a hiking trip in Rocky Mountains.
How high'd she get?
She was at it reaches more than 11,000 feet. It begins at 8,765, but you can get altitude sickness at like 9,000, 10,000 feet.
So no, some people feel it. It's amazing. I think that's one thing that you used to always say. Was that one of the things you used to say about me? There's probably many, many good and bad things
Todd
you said
to the
about
top,
me.
Yes.
But meaning that I've never had any trouble with altitude. Yeah. Now, granted, yeah. I've only gone as high as as pretty much Utah as far as
13.5 or whatever.
This. But I really have never had any trouble. I take it back. I lived in San Diego for a bit, right?
Yeah.
I remember the first time I went for a jog-ish around Grandma's house up in that area, right?
So the East Bench of Ogden, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Which today that would mean absolutely nothing to me, but I took a hit or two off of one of Joe's inhalers.
Oh, no kidding.
I was wheezing.
Yeah.
I was wheezing. I mean, like uncomfortably wheezing. And of course, he passes that inhaler around like it's candy if you look like you could use it. And in this case, it was perfect. I mean, it's exactly what I needed. But that lasted a couple of weeks, but that was going straight from
sea level
instead of, and that was a big, you know,
Ogden sits at about 4,500, 44 or somewhere around
and
there.
And I think it was exertion pretty much right away too. I think just walking didn't do it for me. I've got a friend of mine that's visiting. She was out in Park City this last week from Nashville, and I was texting her a little bit, and she was struggling with she works in the record industry. She's works for a record label out of Nashville. And so they were in Park City for some radio events or something like that, and doing a lot of drinking, a lot of partying, and a lot of altitude, and she was struggling. She was struggling, and so I was calling her out on it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's all relative. So you have to be careful. That's a lesson on this.
Yeah, that's the lesson, is be careful. Just because it's 9,000 feet, 10,000 feet, if you get headaches or you notice nausea, vomiting, it can be a very serious situation.
And here's the thing, too, is that most of us that are okay with it, it also means that you got to keep an eye on people that are visiting from out of state. It might be totally fine for you, but they might be struggling the whole time, you know?
Yeah, good point. Warn your friends and don't drink upon arrival.
I think that's a big part.
Give it like 24 hours or
that's
something.
That's why during Sundance, during Sundance, you'll see some people that they'll set up little oxygen bars too.
Yeah.
Right? For that same reason. At first, it's like, it's pretty mock-worthy for those of us that live here. But at the same time, I kind of get it because it is a transition, especially if you're partying.
Yeah.
That makes a big part
of it. You come directly from the Jersey Shore to the top of Snow Basin, you're going to feel it a little bit.
Particularly with some drinks, yeah.
Yeah. Also in the news, the first Down Syndrome Summit of the Grand Teton, which is a phenomenal story. On last Friday, August 18th, Andrew Bob Ducky Harris became the first person with Down Syndrome to summit the Grand Teton, the ascent via the Owen Spalding route. He took just under 12 hours from the Lupine Meadows trailhead to the summit, which is 13,776 feet, led by his sister Amy Harris and his future brother-in-law Max Hammer. Yes, that's his name, Max Hammer.
That's out of 80s. That was one of my favorite action films from the 80s.
Bob reached the summit at 5:15 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Okay, I officially have no excuse. Congratulations, that's amazing.
Max Hammer.
That's his guide up there. But Bob Ducky, 18-year-old, became the first person with Down syndrome to summit. So congrats.
That's a fantastic accomplishment. Congratulations, guys.
Yeah, that's a big deal. And then, I don't know if you saw this, but, you know, how did you do the eclipse right? Oh, I don't know. Highline in the Tetons. It looked like Sketchy Andy, but it was Highline over Corbett's Kohler. Kohler? That's one of those words you can say drunk and it sounds the same as completely sober. During the eclipse, with Alex Mason was the walker. I think Sketchy Andy, looks like him anyway, was up there assisting. But did you see this, Todd?
No, I have not, but I'll take a look.
There in Jackson. Yeah. And they set it all up, and this is off of Facebook right here. Jackson Hole Mountain Resort posted it. They set the Highline up, and then he is walking.
Woo-hoo.
Exactly during, eclipse time. That was pretty cool. All right, so let's get some pub runners on, shall we?
I think they're coming over for a group photo first.
Oh, is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
This is scary. What you are hearing now are the noise from a group photo of a bunch of Ogden pub runners. And Todd and I are stuck in the middle. All right, so we have Case Johnston, host of the Literally Podcast and a member of the Ogden Pub Runners. Introduce yourself, Case.
Hi, I'm Case Johnston. With my brother, Jake, we started the Ogden Pub Runners 4 years ago. This is our anniversary tonight at Alleged on historic 25th Street. Oh,
that's an accomplishment, my friend.
Oh, look at these people. Aren't they great?
Look how organized things are. Look at what you've done. Look at what you've done.
You know, it's... I wish I could say it was me, but there's about six or seven people that make this work, not only every week, but with our four major events each year. We have our kickoff party, we have our anniversary, we have our major pub crawl on November 4th, which is a lot of fun and sells out really fast. It's $100, it's at Union Station, and we have awards, dinner, and then an official pub crawl. No running at all involved with that night.
I love it. Hey, thanks, Case. Who are we going to talk to tonight?
All right. First, I'm going to let me snag who's the closest that I picked out. Let me see if I can grab one of these ladies over here.
All right. So go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Becky.
Becky, are you a member? Are you like a board member? What is your involvement with Ogden?
No, I've been running with them exactly 1 year till today.
Today?
Yeah.
How did you hear about them? And was this coercion? Did you see them on Facebook? What's going on?
No, I actually overheard someone talking about them when I was getting my nails done.
Of course, where all good pub stories are
right.
told.
Right, but
the nail salon.
I heard somebody mention running and beer, and I was like, well, that's something I can get behind.
So. Absolutely, yeah. So you were a runner before, correct?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And you were a drinker before.
Absolutely.
And then you decided, let's combo these things with the Ogden Pub Runners.
There's no better combination.
And you've been a professional Ogden Pub Runner ever since.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Best memory so far in the last year or so?
Oh, my gosh, all of it. I can't pick just one.
No, everything. You don't have something that stood out? Okay, a bad memory? Do you have a negative experience?
No.
Running in the rain?
The winter sucked, but it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That should be mentioned that this is Utah. We do get bad weather.
Yes.
But it's all running weather. You can pretty much make it happen.
You have
right?
to make it all running weather.
Right. Yeah. So how consistent are you? How consistent is the group? Do you have to be, you know, what's there's the rules involved?
You just show up.
Okay. Whenever?
Whenever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you participate one time.
One time, you're a pub runner.
You're a pub runner.
Right.
Okay.
And you don't even have to run.
Are you
just
a pub runner,
up.
Brandon?
I have. I actually ran with them a couple times. Got my ass kicked, by the way. Yeah. They're pretty quick. Yeah. Okay. So are there any other rules we should know about? Or do you have any advice for pub runner beginners?
Just come ready to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's this sounds rough. This is a rough group to start right here.
Oh,
he's
no.
like show up. Like show up and be social.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're gonna find out some more about from some other pub runners here tonight.
Okay.
So yeah.
Awesome, thanks.
Yep.
Hi Brandon.
Hello. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Brittany. And I've been coming here now. I'm answering your question before yeah. you asked it. Ask it.
Yeah. No, go for it. Yeah.
I've been coming to Pub Runners for about 2 years now.
2 years.
Yes.
So going with the same question from before, how did you hear about Pub Runners? And why did you get involved?
I was trying to find something fun to do during the week.
Yeah.
And I found them on Facebook.
Yeah.
And thought that sounded like my kind of group of people.
Yeah. What's the longest you've run? Are you a marathoner? Or?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm a marathoner.
Yep.
Just around my 13th. I ran Boston. Awesome.
That's amazing. Yeah. Were you emotional?
Way. I cried at the beginning, in the middle, and the end.
Yeah. Well, because running is can be emotional.
Yes.
And then when you find a big platform like that, maybe even more so.
Yeah. Yeah. And the people that were there were amazing. So it was definitely emotional.
Other pub runners with you, or were you the only representative?
We had another pub runner. They were here on a visa from Spain teaching Spanish here.
Wow.
And she got to do it right about 2 months before they moved back to Spain. So we went
that's
together.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Any advice for those who want to qualify for Boston?
Find a really downhill course.
Did you qualify at Ogden? That's not the first time we've heard that advice.
That's so true. I qualified in Vegas running down Mount Charleston. So anything that gives you a little bit of a lot of help helps.
A lot of help helps, yeah. So what time did you have to run to qualify? Do you remember?
I had to run 3:45.
3:45. And what'd you run?
3:13.
Because
of the downhill.
Yeah, right. That was crushing. You could have crawled the last, 5 miles.
I did. Just kidding.
You went, all out at the first.
Totally. Yeah.
Okay, so do you have a preferred post-run beer?
I love Blue Moon. With an orange, of course.
With an orange.
Yes.
Because you need the citrus, the vitamin C.
Replenish all
that's the best post-activity snack are the orange slices. Yeah,
or during. I love my orange slices. I don't even care if they're filthy hands handing them out during a race.
Right. Okay, good question. So is that the best in-race snack, or do you have a better gummy bears or something?
No, oranges. Yeah. And post-snack is a donut or a dozen.
Yeah, for real. For real. Very good. Anything else you want to mention about Ogden Pub Runners? This is pretty cool. 4 years.
Yes. This is the coolest community, and they just help everybody out, whether you come on a regular basis or not. It's such a great group of people.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
Todd, any questions?
Yeah, I got a little question for you. So we want to sort of flesh out these last 4 years. So you've been coming for about 2 years, right? A little over 2 years. How have you seen it evolve? Where would you like to see it go as a member?
Oh, I started, and I think my first night there were probably about 7 people, and we've just seen
this
7. Yes. So we've seen so many people come, and aside from these nights, the weekend activities and the people that they help, we've had people in our group that have been sick, and they've pulled together and held fundraisers and taken their own time to help these people out. Aww. That's where I want to keep seeing it evolve. They do so many things for the community. Enough that we're moving into a townhome down here just to be part of this community more. So it's a great group.
Tear right here.
It
That's
is awesome.
So sweet.
Yeah.
It's
awesome.
A fantastic group. Yeah. Congratulations on your 4th year.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I can't believe this. This is crazy.
What's your next, so you did Boston. You going to top it? What's your next goal?
Well, I have, so now that my husband, who wasn't a runner before Boston, wants to run Boston, in 2.5 weeks, we're going to qualify again, hopefully, in Cottonwood. And then my overall goal would be to go to Greece and run the original marathon course.
Yeah.
So it's a full marathon.
It's a full marathon. Wow.
And
we do not understand the... They here give me money, sign case.
Yeah. Yeah. My goal is to go to the very, that race and where it all started.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So cool. Well, good luck.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and thanks for hanging out with us, or letting us hang out with you guys.
Thank you guys for coming.
Yeah, sweet.
Awesome.
Okay, so this is the drill. Got to get on. Get in here all nice and deep,
Nice.
Just
because
it is so not, but we can hear you really well if you're right in here, even though it's so noisy.
Nice and deep,
Yeah, exactly.
What's the movie is that from?
I don't know. We say it all the time. Was it used in a
Dodgeball.
Movie?
Dodgeball.
Yes.
Yeah.
If all else fails, it's just say dodgeball.
Dodgeball. All right, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Alex Trevino.
Ogden Pub Runner and?
Ogden Pub Runner. And owner of Midnight Motions. That's all I do. I run and I make stuff.
What do you make? What's Midnight Motions do?
We're a music company. So we wind guitar strings here in Ogden, and we have a couple patented products, including the Jimmy Clip. Just
super cool.
Yeah, super cool.
You got
cool.
a good voice. Like a radio voice? Yeah.
Oh, I have a face for radio, yes.
No, that's not what we're saying. I mean, that's what he was thinking, obviously, but that's not what we're saying. Yeah.
That's when my compliments always go bad. Yeah, they always come back to haunt me. I try. Yeah,
okay. I'm going to try to refocus things a little bit.
I appreciate you, though.
So congratulations on 4 years. How long have you been involved?
One. One summer.
One in a summer? Or?
One summer.
One summer?
One summer.
Oh, wow.
Three-ish months.
Now, how consistent are you?
Fairly consistent.
Yeah.
I've missed a weekend here and there when I just don't have it in me, but more or less every week.
And what was the drive to start being a pub runner?
Yeah, I know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy that runs in beers, and he said, you should come out and do this. And I was like, I like to run and I like to beer, so... So it didn't take much, honestly.
This is a really hard club. Like,
I was like, down, down.
Yeah. So wait, you're telling me we got to run, and we got to drink a beer. I'm in. Yeah.
I'm in.
Not a lot of thought.
No arm twisting, literally.
So, alleged where we're at tonight is a beautiful bar. Is there a bar that you've been to with the pub runners that you hadn't been to before?
Oh no, I've been in the area for quite some time, so I've hit most all of them.
Oh no, I've woken up in the parking lot of all of the bars.
Yeah, all so the bars. I've slept in my car in every parking lot and every bar from here to Salt Lake.
Well then, do you have a bar they've missed that you want to see them go to? Maybe a fantasy bar in another land somewhere?
Yeah, you know what? I would say CBGB's in New York, but
that
doesn't exist anymore, so I guess we'll just have to...
That's a good fantasy word.
That's a good fantasy one, I guess we'll stick with Ogden, though, since that one is
no
more.
Because it's on the shirt and everything.
It's on the shirt. That would be tight. In fact, I'm going to bring it up to him. That guy next week, CBGB's with the little Pub Runner logo.
The CBGB's Pub Runner logo,
That would be tight.
Yeah. All right, so is there competition between pub runners as far as beer drinking, pub running, anything, or is this zero competition?
Oh no, it's actually absolutely, it's so chill. It's
maybe that we need to have a beer run competition. Like a mile beer run, right?
Oh,
like maybe
you know, that
we
wouldn't
need
hurt.
Something like that.
Shot mile.
The shot mile?
The shot mile would work.
The beer shot mile? Is that something we can do, Case?
Are we live?
Are you deal four?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're live.
Well, actually, last year we started our beer mile.
There we go.
The first year, and it was spectacular. We had our first beer mile last year, and our winner, David, who's out there, Brittany was his wife, who's on here earlier, he ran the beer mile in less than 8 minutes, I believe. So every quarter mile you chug a beer, run a quarter mile, chug another beer, and he just flew.
He did the whole thing in 8 minutes, like a mile,
13 or something like
plus
that.
Plus drinking,
and I think
four beers.
Drinking four beers.
Is there a requirement on the beer?
Like the kind?
You can't have like four Blue Moons or something. Is it any beer? Is there a? Because this is a thing. Is the beer mile?
It is.
Right? Are there rules for that?
Yeah, because maybe an IPA or a darker beer might be harder to get down.
Yeah,
that would higher be, alcohol content.
Yeah,
like
well, I'm
you
not.
You keep it loose.
They keep it loose, but I know that the things you can't do is you can't spill it. Like if it's on your shirt, you're disqualified, or you have to drink another beer. You can't throw up. If you throw up, you got to go back, drink another beer, and start the lap again. And you got to chug the whole thing. And there are judges to. You know, weigh your can afterward to let you run for the next quarter mile.
I've seen them happen. They take this very seriously.
Oh, well,
really
the world record holder for the women and the men, they're under 4 minutes.
No, there's no way.
Flying. Wow. Yeah, they're flying. A woman just broke the world record for women. And I think she ran like a 4:12, something like that. And it's serious.
Really
they had them roped off in the middle of the city.
Ah.
And it was like a big deal. So fun.
My question is, why didn't that happen this year?
It will again.
I feel left out.
Yeah, it's not an officially OPR-sanctioned event. So it's on private property, and if the police find out about it, it's on private property.
So. And you have to be invited.
You have to be invited.
Yeah. Secret handshake.
The secret handshake.
Yeah. No, OPR makes no money on it. It's really, but it'll happen again in the September when it gets a little cooler.
Case, are you training?
This sounds amazing.
I train. My training schedule for the beer miles a little interesting. I typically run in the morning and then I drink at night. So yes, I guess, right?
And then for that one day, they come together in this sweet, sweet moment.
Yeah, I like this train all year for this one moment.
Where gods are forged from men.
I have to tell you, it was a lot more competitive than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, did you have first place men's and women's?
First place men's and women's. Yeah. Some women, one woman, Heather, had pushed her stroller with her newborn. it was competitive. Next year should be a lot bigger, wow. But it's a private event, and it's not sanctioned by OPR.
You can't make this up, can you?
No, this is fantastic news. Case, where do you want to see OPR in like another 4 years?
You know, I'd be really happy if it's just this. Let me clarify. I'd be happy if it's exactly this, not just, because this is spectacular. And when we started it 4 years ago, and you guys talked to us 2 years ago,
yeah,
we couldn't have imagined this. Our goal was threefold: that we get people together to do two things at night. You can exercise, and you can socialize. And we know, as people with children, getting out of the house is not always easy. So if you could do that one night a week, both things, that's a good thing. And then our third thing was, we always support local. We always go to people who locally own bars. The cool part about it is, like, I look around this group and I would say about 7%, and this is not scientific, that 7% of these people I knew before, like, 4 years ago.
That's impressive. That's
Yeah.
You've met a lot of people in the last 4 years.
Yeah, 93%.
But I feel like I've known you forever.
Yeah, we you know, well, that's the lovemaking. But
also not a sanctioned OPR event.
No, that actually is.
But 90, I would say 90% of these people I never met 4 years ago. Wow. And to me, that's the coolest part. And even better than that is, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, most of these people didn't know each other. And you see them going on vacations together, and you see them running on the weekends. And to me, that is by far the coolest part about this whole thing. I mean, we love our pub crawl, which is a lot of fun. We love doing this stuff. But to see just on Facebook people who never knew each other a year ago are traveling the world together and doing races, and that's cool.
So you got the once a week pub run, but the, you know, Brittany just ran Boston, and you've got some people, you know, running bigger things. Are there training groups associated with OPR outside of the weekly event?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we probably this weekend alone, I bet we're putting in 40 miles in training runs, either Saturday or Sunday, with a couple different groups. Mm-hmm. So one group will go Saturday morning if they can do it. One group will go Sunday morning. A lot of people are heading up to Monte Cristo to mimic the Big Cottonwood, which is a Boston qualifier. So throughout the week, and then we have a group of people that do 5 miles at 5 a.m. Two or three times a week. So it's grown into this thing that outside of the weekly run, people run a lot. That's really cool, because in the beginning, people thought we just drank a lot, which we kind of did. but now it's a serious running group that... especially on like weeknights like tonight where it's so hot, you know that somebody's going to be there to run with you, I guess.
Case, what's your favorite beer right now? What are you drinking?
I'm drinking an 801.
Yeah.
Just because it's
on tap.
It's on
Alleged.
Tap, and yeah. It's after a run, and
yeah,
you know, it's really, it's nice.
Do you have a favorite after run, post drink beer?
You know, I have a new drink, and it's called a Rubajito. And it's a...
Is that a Justin Bieber song?
It is. Yeah, and when I do it, I shake my ass when I drink. It's a mix of dry Spanish sherry with Sprite and lemon. And after a run, it's fabulous.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's really good.
Can they make us one?
Yeah. I don't know. I should try it. I think I should buy all you guys a drink.
I'll take one. Are they good? Awesome.
You should totally buy me a drink.
Okay, yeah. Also for the lovemaking.
Well, hey, congrats, Case, on 4 years and your involvement. You've mentioned to me on more than one occasion that it is basically a part-time job to help manage everything that goes on. I mean, it's a fun group, but it's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that the runners may not necessarily see. So thank you, Case, for all that you do for Ogden Pub Runners.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not me. Like I said, I don't do it. There are four or five people that work a lot harder than I do. And so I appreciate all of them. And I'd like to get, if you guys have 5 minutes to have, get Stacy up here, but I...
Let's bring her over if you can.
She's doing the auction, but let me snag her real quick.
Okay. And then we'll close up shop. We got a nice musician here behind us who's going to provide some tunes for us.
Cool. I'll snag her real fast.
Sweet.
Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, thank you, Case.
Congratulations.
Literally sitting in the hot seat, the lukewarm seat. Stacy.
Hello.
You've become a community phenomenon. You're involved in so many things.
Oh, well, a little bit, I guess.
Probably because you started as a pub runner, right? That's what led to everything else.
Really everything good in my life has happened because I'm a pub runner.
That's nothing to do with going back to college having a good family and all this kind of stuff. No, just being a pub runner led to everything else, right?
Absolutely.
So, well, that's good. I think our interview's over. That's all you need to know.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you for your time.
So, what's your involvement on a weekly basis with Ogden Pub Runners?
Well, since I am the newest board member of the Ogden Pub Runners,
congrats.
Thank you.
You need more to do.
Yeah, I've said yes to a lot this year. my involvement on a weekly basis is obviously coming to the weekly runs, but kind of the behind the scenes stuff, which I've been learning over the past couple of months. You think that these runs just kind of happen on their own, which they do for the most part. We organize where they're going to take place,
but you have to actually contact the establishments and do some of that.
There's some behind the scenes coordinating. So I've been just kind of jumping in and doing that. And
so again, we're talking with Stacy Burnell. You're super busy right now. You have a new position, another board you're on up at Weber. Talk about that.
Oh, well, yeah, now that you mention it, I am on the board of directors for the Weber State Alumni Association.
That's awesome.
That's pretty amazing.
Well, but there's more to it than that.
Well, what part? The fact that I'm...
Well, there's a lot. I mean, because I read your blog.
Okay.
And people can read your blog. Give your blog a shout out because, we can't do it justice here because we have a short time.
Sure.
So tell us about your blog and then what it kind of meant to you, because there was a process you went to get from A to B.
The thing that I'm at this point in my life looking at, I can't believe this is my life, because if you had met me 10 years ago, I was kind of at my rock bottom. Mm. And really it was... running my first marathon taught me that I could do hard things. Mm-hmm. So really, I call it failure to finisher, and I've been kind of doing some public speaking about it. I've been writing about it, but getting to this point in my life now where I'm a minority woman in getting involved in all of these things, and I never would have guessed that 10 years ago that this would be where my life is. Getting involved at Weber State, being involved with the Pub Runners, being involved with the Gold Fan Outing, being involved in Ogden.
Sure.
There have been so many doors opening up that it's been absolutely amazing to see that.
I should mention too that, you said you hit rock bottom about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's not an overnight success story or
absolutely
anything.
Absolutely not.
You had to put in some work.
Absolutely. Yeah, and so I say it was around 2008 that I hit rock bottom, but really it was a culmination of many years of missteps and mistakes and stupid decisions. But 2008 was where it really culminated in, I was almost homeless, and I have a special needs child, and I decided then that I could not, that could not be my life.
Yeah.
So... yeah, I
my favorite thing I think I saw on the internet this week was kids my age are...
if you
12.
Autistic kids are freaking amazing. My son is so funny. Yes, he's the most literal.
Yeah.
I love it. He's got the most beautiful minds, and it's amazing.
So give us a plug for Ogden Pub Runners. Why should people come out and join this wonderful group?
This is the greatest tribe for any person. It doesn't matter if you are a walker, if you are an ultra marathoner, if you just want to come and be a stool warmer, you are welcome here. We love everyone equally.
And you got some sponsors for tonight's event. You're giving away some pretty nice raffles.
We had some great people. I have to tell you, on Sunday, I was kind of in panic mode knowing that we had this coming up. And I reached out on Facebook and had so much wonderful, positive feedback and people coming out and offering their donations for us to have a really awesome raffle tonight. So I love the Ogden community. They are amazing.
Yes. And then do you have personally, like, what's your next goal? What's your next race?
My next race is the Cottonwood Full Marathon on September 9th, which it will be my 8th full marathon. And every time I run a marathon, I tell myself it's my last marathon.
Yeah, why is that? You should be loving it more.
Hopefully this one will be my best time. Yeah. I'm 40 this year. I want this year to be my best and biggest. And then I'll be doing some trail running through the rest of the fall and doing the Antelope 50K in November.
Oh, stepping up. So, yeah. What?
Yep.
Yeah, I like this.
And then I'm retiring.
No, yeah. So the 50K is, what, 30-ish miles?
Yeah.
Yeah, out there on the island.
Yep.
Beautiful course. So good luck with that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Todd, did you have anything?
Well, we were talking to Case and the rest of the runners. Yeah. By the way, congratulations on 4 years.
Thank you.
Where would you like to see things in 4 years from now? And the answers have been surprisingly similar, and yet let's just kind of hear your perspective on that.
So I've personally been running with OPR for 2.5 years, and I've just loved seeing the growth, the relationships, and the impact that we're having in the community, because I have met so many people and heard their stories and how OPR has impacted their lives for the positive. So I would love to see that continue and just to organically grow and reach more people and to continue to be a good force in the community.
That's the right answer.
Thank you.
Awesome. Anything else you want to add?
Just that, like I said, anyone is welcome. Like, yeah. It's a great group. I feel so lucky to have found them. And so literally, I feel like this is my tribe. Like, these are my people. So.
Well, I just want to thank you for being, social media can be a weird thing, right? Like,
absolutely.
There's a lot of negative and backbiting and weird stuff, but your posts are positive and fun, and it's enlightening. And I love it when you post stuff, because even when there's negative things going on in your life, you put this happiness spin on it.
Thank you.
And you share it with the public. You're very open.
Thank you.
And the name of your blog, so people can read it, is
ASDMamaRuns.wordpress.com.
Yeah. So give that a follow.
ASDMamaRuns 08. Sorry, I guess I should throw
08?
In 08.
08.
Because 08 was the year I started running.
Started running, yeah. Stacey, I love what you do. I love that you put it out there for everyone.
You too, Brandon. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks for joining us here tonight.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yep.
What a horrible bunch of people. Just the absolute worst. The absolute worst.
Well, I tried.
The location was horrible.
I tried to
I'm
find...
setting up the next one.
Okay.
That's what's happening here. No, that was fantastic. No. I honestly feel privileged that we've been friends for as long as we have, and that we were a part of this, even in the smallest way, you know?
Even with just a microphone and a beer.
The Ogden... pub podcasters.
Podcast runners or whatever. All right. This week's quote of the week is, Todd, you've experienced a little bit of back to school yourself here working
school's
up.
School's going back. I think Weber starts back on the 28th. We're kind of doing all last minute, being on sort of the staff faculty side of things. All the pre stuff to get us all pumped and ready on the same page. But then on the advising side of things, you know, students are excited / nervous / freaking out. And, you know, it's just all of those emotions that goes into it. But and I think most of the kids are back now already, like younger kids are back.
Yep. Elementary's back. I have a sophomore in my house who started this week. So,
which is nuts. I think back to things that I did as a sophomore and I'm like, no, she can't do any of these things. No.
So this week's quote of the week is school related. True terror is to wake up one morning and discover that your high school class is running the country. Thank you, Kurt Vonnegut.
I like that one, yeah.
That is a classic. All right, thank you to, normally we say Goal Zero, they normally Powers, but this week thank you
thank
to Alleged.
Thank you to Utah Power.
Utah Power here at Alleged for powering today's 281st episode of the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show. Look for us on Facebook and Instagram, and also the Podbean app for Android. By the way, you can chat with us on Twitter. Hit us up at Ogden Adventure. Let us know what you want us to talk about, if there's any good stories or community people you want us to have on the podcast, hit us up at Ogden Adventure or at Banyan Podcast. This week's Outdoor Jukebox. Oh, I was thinking maybe some Depeche Mode because I went to the concert last night.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a split second.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is our
all the weed.
Our
all the weed
the
was
weeks.
In the grasslands there in the Depeche Mode concert at USANA. Thank you.
Which I wouldn't normally think of. Like, I wouldn't automatically think of that. Like I was saying before, I can imagine it. You go to a 311 show, you're going to expect certain things.
Yeah, I think it's...
You go to any reggae show, you're going to expect certain things.
Just concerts
I wouldn't expect
in general,
with,
I guess. But Depeche Mode
particularly
did disappoint.
Outdoor. Yeah. This was an outdoor theater, wasn't
yep.
it? Yeah.
He sounded really, really good. Per usual.
That's
he's
fantastic.
The voice
yeah.
that never dies. And I don't know, he's got to be mid to late 50s or something, maybe even early 60s. I don't know. But they sounded great. It was a great concert. Got to see some old friends who I love and haven't seen for a while. So that was a privilege.
Like a moth to a flame, all the 40 somethings.
I like the fact that, boy, it was the complete opposite of any Depeche Mode concert I went to 20 years ago. You know, it was where
is
everyone
wild,
was,
huh?
was dressed in black with the, you know, makeup or whatever. And it was pretty much just jeans and t-shirts, you know, like everywhere.
There may have even been yeah. Dockers. There might have been some Dockers.
I saw people in straight up suits. Yes, you are not lying about that at all. So it was fun. All right, this week's, so throwing it back to, I guess, that air, a little Jesus and Mary Chain, Happy When It Rains.
Great choice.
Yeah. Oh. As John Muir would say, the mountains are calling, and we're going to drive our tan van there.
Step back and watch the sweet thing breaking everything she sees. She can take my darkest feeling, give it up. Happy with